What taking a break from social media did to my business. I've been on social media for over 10 years now, and while I love it, there have been times where I felt like I was missing out on something important. So I took a break from social media for a month, and then for a year. Read on or tune in to see what happened. The first time I took a break from social media was in February 2018. I get 100% of my clients online. My online presence is absolutely vital to my business success. In early 2018, I signed up to Quest Adventure Race to raise money for a local dog rescue. I realised about 4 weeks before the race that I hadn't done near enough training, as I, quote, didn't have the time. When I reflected, I realised that I wasted a lot of time scrolling on my phone. I needed a break from social media. I didn't quit social media on every device. I only removed social media apps from my phone, but then left them on my laptop. I committed time every 2 hours to engaging with social media on my laptop while working. I took a complete break from social media every evening and all day Sunday. This gave me a chance to train for race day. What this 1 month break from social media did for me. I managed to gain enough time every day to train, sleep and eat right for the 4 weeks. My mental health also improved and I enjoyed my social media sessions on my laptop. After race day, I reinstalled the social media apps on my phone and felt refreshed after my break. How did this 1 month break from social media affect my business? To be completely honest, it improved my business. By restricting the time scrolling, I was way more focused on my business plans. So over the 4 weeks, I actually managed to rethink my business. I decided to diversify my business the next financial year. I focused on local business needs rather than designing for international clients. I decided to niche all my offerings to offer website design services alone. I completely rebranded my business with a new colourful logo. I styled it to attract website design clients. I then started to work on my business plan to offer local businesses my website design services. The break from social media allowed me to focus on what I wanted. It also helped reduce my imposter syndrome and improved my confidence overall. In my break, I managed to set up sales targets for 2019, and I wrote up a quick marketing plan as well. I also committed time every day to run or cycle for at least an hour. I felt more alert, confident, and energised after exercise. I brought all this energy into my social media channels, and when I reinstalled the apps, I felt far more confident. I was building the business of my dreams and honing my skills so that I could launch my new services the next year. In 2021, I took a long break from social media. 2020 was a crazy year in everybody's life. The world shut down, but I stayed really active online to help local businesses stay afloat. I helped many businesses get their website grants and vouchers for their business. I also helped to build a massive amount of websites for local businesses. I was working through the night and many days a week. So as many days as there are in a week, I was working them. It was crazy. I was working around the clock. Running and cycling completely stopped, and I was 100% focused on my business and on my family. In 2021, things got really hard for me in my personal life, and I wanted to commit more time to my family. I decided that I couldn't be on social media anymore, and I needed a short break. Well, this short break started in January 2021, but every time I reinstalled the apps, I felt overwhelmed. So I didn't reinstall the apps until January 2022. That's a full year break. How much did this 1 year break from using social media affect my business? I can't begin to describe the negative effect that this break had on my business. The only solace that I have is that I took the essential time needed to spend with my family. That precious time is worth way more than anything I could ever achieve in my business. I lost many followers and stopped getting inquiries through social media. Businesses forgot to tag me in their good news. I didn't wish friends happy birthdays. I missed so many events and opportunities to network. Organisations then eventually stopped asking me to mentor and do talks. And ultimately, like, businesses just found it harder and harder to stumble upon my business online. I devoted 2021 to spending more time with my beloved mother, who sadly passed away later that year. Sales reduced, but my business survived. The break from social media meant that many people that were new to my business found it hard to discover me online. At least I had my website. It was there through what was the toughest year of my life. It continued to rank in Google as I had taken time in advance to optimise my website for local SEO. This meant that people continued to get in touch with me via my website and via Google. My visitors, yeah, they went down, definitely, because my social media feeds were stagnant. But I was still ranking online in search engines because of the SEO analysis that I had done. Sales reduced because, well, inquiries reduced. So do I recommend a break from social media? No. I recommend that you ensure that you have a website for social media audiences. This will allow you to engage with social media in a healthy way and help you avoid burnout. You'll have time to exercise, nerd out and play Witcher, and spend precious time with the people you love. Website automations would have helped me a lot during my break from social media. I don't regret taking time for my family at all in 2021, but I do wish I had more automations in place for my business. My website depended on me to respond to general inquiries and to quote requests. My messages on social media fell into hidden folders and I missed them completely because I was so inactive and slow to respond. Taking a break from social media can affect your business sales if you don't have a good website in place. In 2021, I focused on adding automations to my own website to improve my business. I committed time in 2022 to adding more automations to my business and to my website. I designed my instant quote calculator tool to allow people to get an automatic website quote. I made hidden and public pages in my website to share with leads to answer their queries. I also wrote a heap of content to help customers understand the trading online voucher and other schemes that'll help their business. And I created technical support documents and videos and automated sign-up forms for clients. These website automations save me time and improve how I engage with businesses. Automations like these could save you money and time and are totally worth the time taken to build them. If you don't know where to start with adding automations into your website, give me a shout and I'm happy to chat to you. Time is precious. Make it work while you live. I learned some valuable lessons in the past 2 years of running a business. One of the most important lessons I learned is that time is way too precious to spend on monotonous tasks. My best business is one that complements me living my happiest life. If automating some menial business tasks or taking a break from social media gets me closer to that goal, then happy days. I dedicate this blog to the memory of my beloved mother Anne, who shaped me to be the person that I am today. I always hid behind my business, afraid to be myself online. I felt like it'd be unprofessional to bring too much of my personality into my business. Spending time with her taught me that there's way more to life than giving a shit about what I'm meant to be doing in my business. I really enjoy working with all my clients and I want every single one of them to succeed. I've worked with each one of them to improve how they do business. Many of them now have healthier balance of work and life, thanks to the work I've done. This brings me so much joy. It's incredible. I love it. What are your thoughts on taking a break from social media? Have you ever taken a break from social media? Did it affect you the way that it affected me? I'd absolutely love to hear from you. Comment below or let me know by my social channels by tagging me in your post. I hope that you enjoyed this post and feel free to share it if you wish.